Valley Dental, Harris Heating and Cooling, Action Specialties, LA Classic Roofing, Schwing Insurance, Kane Row Golf and Turf Club, Hike, Minvale, Grubbs, and Dalbar, Iberia Sports and Rehabilitation, Arsenal Ford, The Quarter Tavern, United Fire and Safety, KK's Cafe, and Gator Gear Customs. And now, here's Coach Indest.
Welcome and good morning. After we had a pretty beautiful day yesterday for the most of the day.
It was hot.
It was hot. And that's the thing. Explaining to my wife the other day, talking to my daughter about the give and take in Louisiana summertime. If you don't have much of a chance of rain in late July and in August, there's going to be a heat advisory.
Absolutely.
That's the give and take. And boy, when you get those really late evening thunderstorms, when they just pop up like that, boy, we got hammered.
Oh, it was, I'd like to know how much rain we had last
night. There was a buzz among my golf text.
Uh-huh.
Because it's pretty much to a point now where if carts are on path, we're not playing golf. On a weekday.
Sure.
Now, on a and I don't consider Friday a weekday. Okay. I guess after 50, you consider Friday the weekend.
Yeah, you're right.
Friday, Saturday, carts on path, we're still going to have a game. But other days, we're not. And yesterday afternoon, we had a little text buzzing. Looks like we're going to be able to get in a weekday game. And then an inch and a half of rain at Kane Row, and bam.
Wow.
No game.
I mean, the thunder and lightning was popping, too.
Yeah.
But, you know, we didn't get it. You might have got a little more of it out there on the, what would you call that, the northeast side of town. I don't think we saw the full rain. I guess it was after 7 maybe when we saw the rain here in town.
And of course, you can get it on one side of New Iberia and not get it on the other very easily. Happens all the time. But, we got it. Believe me, we got it. I can always gauge it to see how high it raises my swimming pool.
And this is true.
And also the coulee behind my house.
Yeah, that's a good indication.
Yeah, I've got the main coulee right there.
But doesn't the Kane Road, doesn't the course that drains into the lakes, is that how I think the irrigation
Yes, and then,
there?
Of course, they can pump it out into the – I don't know if what you want to call it, the area where Spanish Lake spills over. So we've got a levee. Yeah. That Spanish Lake actually spills over all the way out toward Kane Road.
Oh, okay. All right. You just call it Spanish. You know, years ago it was Lake Taos.
Really?
It became Spanish Lake over a period of time.
All right. So, Turbo,
I
know we both agree on this because we talked about it before, but I'm wondering if we're the minority. It looks like we're in the minority on the very strong opinion I'm about to have, but it's become so taboo to call out people like this to have a different opinion, but I don't care. I just don't care. You know, I got this sports show for a reason, and you know, to voice my opinion.
Get on the soapbox.
When we have come to a day where a person just quits something, quits a sporting event, and people come out and talk about how courageous and how brave they are.
Because they quit.
As the great Rick Riley said, and how they used to put it in Sports Illustrated, the apocalypse is now upon us.
Oh, absolutely.
Simone Biles. Hey, she comes in with a lot of pressure coming to the Olympics. So does a lot of folks. You want to talk pressure? Turbo, you want to talk pressure?
I'm listening, Lee Trevino.
If you are a South Korean, the only way you can get out of serving in the military is to medal in the games.
Oh, wow. Did not know that.
That's pressure.
Oh, yeah.
You ever heard the cliche, when the going gets tough, the tough get going?
Sure.
Does that not work anymore? Does that not mean anything anymore?
Just amazing that, you know, what's really sad is that she made the team. And look, granted, she is an excellent gymnast, one of the best.
The greatest
in the world,
of all time.
But to just pull out, they could have been another young lady in her spot. You know what I'm saying?
And of course, another young lady comes and steps up in her spot for individual. But there's still somebody that stayed home.
Thank you.
There is someone who stayed home.
That's how I look at it, too.
And this is complete conjecture on my part. But let me tell you something. I didn't coach, but I was around a lot of 16, 17, 18-year-old girls all my life, coaching in schools.
All right.
And even though they're toeing the company line right now, I got to say that behind closed doors, they ain't happy.
Oh, I agree.
That their teammate pulled up on them.
Oh, yeah.
Like I said, they're going to toe the company line.
Sure. The competitiveness comes out even, yeah. You know, in that regard.
But I go back. There was a young lady in Wimbledon who quit. She said the press was too much and too much pressure. The young lady from Japan, Osaka, the tennis player, citing too much pressure, said, folded like a tent in one of her matches.
Man, you got to live for that if you're an athlete.
Well, yes!
Hello.
You see, I'm sorry. I believe that everybody in their own little world carries the same type of pressure. When that kid up to bat in the Little League World Series, that's pressure. And it's all about how you handle that pressure. And if you can't take the heat, get out the kitchen. To quote the great John Belushi, did we give up when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor? Tiger Woods, let's just say he's in the Ryder Cup. And after his opening match, he gets his butt kicked and says, "All the pressure's too much. I'm out, guys."
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm out.
Unbelievable.
I'm Kramer. I'm out.
Kramer. He's out. Yeah.
I'm out.
I still can't get over that.
And again, what ticks me off even more is that nationally, now I realize it's a lot easier for Coach Indes to sit here on Kane 107.5 FM and say this as opposed to me getting on ESPN and saying this. But I guarantee you, give me the opportunity, I'm going to say it.
I hear you.
But again, you might get fired. Oh, and look, I do think that the added pressure to these folks is what happened with this horrible doctor. Dr. Nasser.
Yeah, a lot of that.
Okay, and that a lot of these girls were improperly dealt with, improperly touched.
Sure.
Okay, and all these things. And I do think that there is an air of sympathy over that, and I get that. I do. That Nasser guy, if you gave me the opportunity, I mean, the guy needs to be,
yeah,
you know.
No, I hear
I won't get into what I think needs to happen to that guy.
I have the same feelings.
Okay. But come on, man! This is not what we need to be about.
You know,
Eric Hike just texted in, can't quit in court when pressure's on. He's talking about in the courtroom. Yeah, hey, you're sitting there, you're representing a guy whose life's on the line. I mean, that's pressure.
I look at
there's pressure that you deal with all the time. I'm sorry, maybe I'm overstating this, but I mean, I felt pressure in my life. I've had to make calls with 10 seconds left in games, live or die, two-point conversions, all these things. I mean, it's pressure. People deal with pressure all the time. People are dealing with pressure right now. How are they going to pay their bills?
That's right.
You
know, one thing that comes to my mind.
Wait. I just hate to cut you off.
That's all right. Go ahead.
But I got to say it while it's on my mind. I could break out the Dusty Rhodes hard times.
That's right.
Ric Flair, you don't know hard times. You don't know hard times, Ric Flair.
The first thing that comes to my mind when I think of that is Mary Lou Retton doing the vault with a broken ankle and making a vault to help win the gold medal for the United States. So, yeah. Anyway.
Yeah. So, just excuse me every time I see a social media post where they call Simone Biles courageous and brave that I throw up in my mouth. Okay, please forgive me.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to move on.
We need to.
try to get past that mentally, because it really just ticks me off. On a great positive note, and we'll end this segment, and we'll come back with a little more Olympics after. We'll end the segment with this, because this is a pure positive note. The Alaskan swimmer, 17-year-old Lydia Jacoby. How do you win a gold medal when in the state of Alaska, there's only one regulation Olympic-sized pool in the state?
I'm surprised there's even one, to be honest with you.
How awesome is that? When I say that this young lady is heading home to accolades like you can't imagine, an Alaskan swimmer.
Alaska.
You know, sure. That's like saying a Nigerian downhill skier.
You're right.
You're right. I just think it's so awesome.
Yeah, the Jamaican bobsled team.
There you go. Yeah, I'm on.
You know, she's probably a good swimmer, because swimming away from polar bears, who are excellent swimmers, I'm sure had a lot to do.
And, you know, polar bears have gotten a little false press on the Coca-Cola commercials.
Yeah.
Is warm, fuzzy creatures.
That's right.
They'll eat you.
Oh, yeah.
Polar bears going to eat you just like that big Kodiak.
Yeah, they're carnivorous. You're right.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. If they're hungry and they feel like they can take you, they'll eat you.
They'll outrun you, too.
Absolutely. And they'll climb a tree.
That's right.
Absolutely. So, actually, Jacoby upset Ledecky, although Ledecky's still doing extremely well. I know my daughter was I might have gotten that wrong. There was a young Australian that upset Ledecky.
Yes, yes.
But hats off to Lydia Jacoby. I wonder if one day she'll feel the pressure and say, sorry, I'm going home.
I'm trying to remember the woman that swam in like six Olympics. And she, I think in 16 or maybe it was 12, she was 40.
Well, they do have a from the Eastern Bloc, a 42-year-old gymnast that is competing like in her seventh Olympiad or something like that, which is pretty cool. All right, we'll come back. We'll talk a little Olympic basketball. And also want to talk about something that UL's got going on right now, corporate challenge, that we talked about when we had Dr. Maggard here. But we want to restate that as Cajun's football approaches. So we'll be right back. Give us a call, 367-1240, www.cane1240.com, or just ask Alexa, play Cane 1240.
Nowadays, none of us can be without adequate insurance coverage, but we still want to be sure we're getting the best value for the money. That's why so many people call the Schwing Insurance Agency to get a quote. The Schwing family has been handling the insurance needs of businesses and homeowners for almost 80 years. You can depend on Schwing Insurance to find the coverage you need at the best price. So before you buy a new policy or renew an existing one, call the Schwing Insurance Agency for a quote at 365-2357. Schwing Insurance, 300 East Main, across from the Shadows.
Do you have a logo? Do you have a brand? That is where Action Specialties comes in. If you want to get your brand out there, you need to call Action Specialties. Leaders in the promotional and advertising industry, they can help you get your logo seen everywhere you need it, from signs, decals, t-shirts, uniforms, and more. They can do that. Action Specialties has been proudly assisting their customers for 27 years with first-class customer service and a dedicated sales team to help you find what you need and what you didn't even know was out there. Action Specialties, we can do that.
The Corner Tavern is the premier spot for live music. Join us Thursday for Southern Jack DJs. Friday, it's Dustin Ray. Saturday, it's Gino DeLaFosse and French Rock and Boogie. And on Sunday, the 5th edition. Remember, never a cover at the QT. 19 TVs has you covered for sports, and no bar has more outdoor seating. Corner Tavern, 910 East Main, across from McDonald's. The best drink prices in DeBary. New Iberia's happiest hours are now Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday from 5 to 8. And on Thursday, 3 to 6. Most drinks half price during happy hour.
If you're suffering from a sports-related injury, choose Iberia Sports and Rehabilitation. Our highly trained and licensed team will work with your physician to provide a customized treatment plan to help you recover as soon as possible. Iberia Sports and Rehab is proud to partner with our local middle and high schools to keep their athletes healthy and in the game. To get better, go to Iberia Sports and Rehab in New Iberia. Visit isrehab.com.
Hi, this is Gabe Sanner, co-owner of Mako Restoration, the water and mold damage professionals. If you have water, mold, or fire damage to your home or business, don't hesitate to call us. Do you need help with your insurance claim? Our team can assist you with every step of the process. We offer 24/7 on-call service to our customers, and we treat each customer just like family. For more information, call us at 337-210-1211 or visit us online at makorestoration.com. That's makorestoration.com.
The dog days of summer are here, and you'll need an experienced local HVAC contractor to keep you comfortable. Call Harris Heating and Cooling. They service all brands, honor all warranties, and proudly sell Trane equipment. Andrew Harris has 22 years' experience and works 7 days a week to keep you comfortable. If you're considering replacing your system or just aren't happy with its performance, call today at 376-6221 or visit harrisheatcool.com.
Additive Solutions LLC is protecting frontline workers in the fight against COVID-19. Additive Solutions supplies custom safety shields, air purification, and steam sanitation. Our custom glass installs quickly and is extremely easy to clean, and our industrial purifiers restore your space with the freshest air possible. We will steam sanitize and hand clean all high traffic areas in your facility. Please visit Additive Solutions LLC or call Jace Dugay at 337-577-4858.
United Fire and Safety is a locally owned oil field service company with over 20 years of experience in offshore safety, construction, and cleaning. UFS employs reliable, well-trained personnel. They're currently in need of qualified welders, fitters, superintendents, blasters, painters, and fire watch personnel. They offer competitive pay and benefits, including health insurance. For more information, call 337-376-6814. United Fire and Safety, taking pride in servicing the Gulf of Mexico.
Now back to Bayou Sports with Coach Brent Indest. Phone lines are open to talk sports at 367-1240.
Welcome back to Bayou Sports. I got a text from Kevin, and Kevin's right. It was Kerry Shrug,
yep.
Not Mary Lou Retton, that had the injured ankle on the vault. So stand
clear. Turbo, he crumbled under pressure.
Yeah, the pressure got me.
Are you going to quit? Are you going to walk out on me?
No, I'm going to let the verbiage play on.
Do we need a call in a reliever?
Don't bring in Raleigh Fingers.
So the medal count, USA doing well, 30 overall medals to 24 with China. Japan, 20. We're down one in the overall gold medals with China and Japan having 11, and we have 10. But overall medal count going well. The lady softball team, very disappointing defeat. But this is two Olympics in a row. Evidently, Japanese women can play some softball.
Yeah, thanks to the GIs over after World War II bringing baseball to
Yeah, because you do know
Japan.
We're putting the best there is in softball out there.
Sure.
There's no professional softball. So our women's softball team, I mean, they tour together. They play together just like any other country.
Yes.
It's not like basketball where you have a little crutch like, This is a thrown-together team.
Yes.
So Japan's got a bad to the bone pitcher that shut us out 2-0. So just the article that I read, our ladies were very somber and disappointed getting that silver medal. Although, hey, they quit. They were out there competing.
I mean, this basically, softball's over there. I know they started even before the Olympics with softball, I'm pretty sure. But that the softball, I guess the call it a tournament, but the medaling is over with?
Yes.
Okay.
Correct. Yeah, softball got started. Some people don't realize that even before the opening ceremony, some of these sports begin.
That's right.
They start soccer. Many of them begin so they can get it done in a timely fashion.
I didn't realize it was fit. I thought maybe we'd see it like on the third to last night or something like that, the Olympics.
But yep.
Like boxing gets started, I think, this week. And
correct. Which is something I look very forward
yes.
to. That's always fun to watch. Basketball team. One thing, you know, Iran, that there's so much political talk relative to Iran. It used to be Iran was just a flat-out sworn enemy. But, you know, now we have people actually in our government that you know, support Iran. A country that just basically wants us all to die.
Yeah.
But anyway, Iran's not getting anywhere in basketball.
They got anybody over 6 foot?
We beat them 120-66.
Okay.
So Yeah, they might be gaining in nuclear arms and all those things, but they're not gaining on the court.
No, not at all.
And I saw a little bit of the highlights, and that was some bad-looking players out there. I mean, I'm talking you could have taken that Iran national team and put them up against a high school all-star team in the United States, and it probably would have been more of a fair fight.
I mean, how do they even qualify if they're that poor? You know, yeah. You hear where I'm coming from? So yeah. Maybe they just need teams to play. Yeah. I don't know the answer, but.
And actually, there's an Iranian defector that won a medal that spoke in Hebrew and honored Ooh. His medal.
Yeah, in Yiddish. Wow.
For the anti-Semitism.
Oh, wow.
So you think he's on a hit list?
Oh, yeah. He's got some problems.
Who was the guy they were looking? Salman Rushdie?
Yeah.
He was the guy they were looking all over the world for?
He's going to be like Arafat. He's going to sleep in a different bed every night.
Oh, man. So this was mentioned recently when we had so honored to have Dr. Jeff Maggard on the show to talk about the Cajuns. He spent about a half hour with us.
Good half hour, you're right.
Yes, talking about all the different things going on and all this. Well, Cajun season tickets are definitely on sale. And when you look at this corporate challenge that they have, there's something for everybody. And I want to go over the different tiers, tier one all the way up to tier five, of what you can get by getting at least 10 tickets. So the tier one rewards 10 tickets, $700 or $58.33 per month, which I think it's great that they're breaking this stuff down.
And
per
this
month.
Is a season ticket.
This is a season ticket.
That's correct.
So for the tier one, you can get you get in-game video board recognition and also Twitter and Facebook recognition. So you 10 tickets, 10 season tickets, $58.33 per month. Tier two, 25 tickets, a one-time payment of $1,750 or $148.83 per month, in which you can add to those two things that I just mentioned. You get a trophy appearance at your business. You move up to 50 tickets, which is $3,500 or $291.66 per month. To me, this is where it gets interesting because every tier from here above gets you a tailgate spot.
Oh, okay.
Which is worth it in itself.
And when you say tailgate spot, meaning for an automobile?
Yes.
Or not necessarily an RV, though.
Correct. Oh, okay. Yeah, no, it's not going to be an RV spot.
But an automobile, truck, car.
Yes, yes. Okay. So you get a tailgate spot for the season if you get 50 tickets or $3,500, $291 a month, along with the other trophy appearance, video board recognition, social media recognition. When you move up to 100 tickets, which is $7,000, or $5,583 a month, you add in an autographed football helmet along with catered tailgate for one game of the business's choice.
Oh, wow.
Along with all the other things. So then when you move to Tier 5, which is 250 tickets, $17,500 a month. I'm sorry, $17,500 or $1,450 a month.
You bought the stadium.
Then you get Billy Napier office speaking engagement, okay, along with the autographed helmet, along with the tailgate spot, the catered stuff. So this is pretty cool.
Yeah, especially if you have a large corporation that employs a lot of people. Yep.
And if you have a smaller one, then you just go with the 10 or the 25.
Sure. And have your employees able to attend games and low benefit for them.
Being in sales, understand when you're readily giving out customer stuff, that there's more of a chance that they're going to stick with you or more of a chance that you're going to pry them away from somebody else.
Yeah.
So get in on it, folks. The Cajuns, the hierarchy at UL, is busting their hump to ensure that this football team and in general athletics gets its proper recognition. And it's tough. I get it, the toughness of the closeness between Lafayette and Baton Rouge.
Yeah.
And LSU is what it is. It is what it is, okay? But everything that they're going to be doing with the club level and coming up at the stadium. I went to a Cajuns baseball game, which it was a non-conference game. Spent some time in the McDonald's suite, the McDonald's of Lafayette, McLaffy, with Troy Romero. And we had a ball. I mean, first-class run operation.
And this is down the first baseline?
That's, correct.
That's the suites, correct?
Correct, down the first baseline. Had a ball. So give the Cajuns a shot. Looking so forward to that game with Texas. Looking forward to the season and Coach Napier and what he's done with his team. Zion Hill getting many preseason accolades.
Yeah, he's getting some recognition.
Looking forward to his play along with Peter LeBlanc. Of course, I'm gonna single those guys out because I coached him and Trey Amos. Two or three of those guys are penciled in as starters. Trey Amos is listed as the third corner, which means he'll be playing 20 to 40 snaps a night. So looking forward to that and looking forward to how well the Cajuns do this year. Keeping it in football, Aaron Rodgers looks like he's reporting to camp, much to the chagrin of many Saints fans.
But I want a wide receiver. That's unbelievable.
You know, the deal is that, you know, I've taken that hardcore side in regards to Simone Biles. And a lot of times I do, you know, I'm on the conservative side, so I do favor him with management, saying, hey, you signed a contract, fulfill your contract.
Sure.
But I will say this. When they, the Packers, 2 years ago, signed Jordan Love, as I say signed, drafted
Correct.
Jordan Love.
Correct.
That was a slap in Aaron Rodgers' face. That was a bad move by the general manager and the owner of the Green Bay Packers. It's knowing you got a guy that's kind of got a chip on his shoulder, and we're going to talk more about that in the next segment. There's a situation going on in Miami right now that's pretty interesting, that you can look at in a lot of different ways. But Rodgers has led people to believe that it was when they dealt one of his favorite receivers that this is what led to it. That was the straw that almost broke the – I can't say it broke the camel's back because he's going to be back.
Sure.
Okay. But it was the straw that almost broke the camel's back. It was when the Packers, drafted Jordan Love. When Rodgers truly felt like, and he does have many good years left, when you could have gotten him a great offensive lineman to protect him, a great receiver to throw to, or a great runner to take pressure off of him. That's where that came from. Flat out, that's where it came from, and is what it is. Deshaun Watson, with all the drama he's got going on, no restrictions going into camp.
Really?
So it's an ongoing investigation. The thing, you know, they're talking about Deshaun Watson trades. I can't imagine a team trading for that guy right now, knowing that the hand of justice can come down at any second.
The baggage he's going to bring with him.
Yeah.
Uncertainty.
Now, again, I do realize that anybody with money, the second they're busted for doing anything, especially relative to what he's been doing, that people are going to come out of the woodwork, and every person that brushed up against him in the last 3 years,
it's almost like a class action suit,
is going to claim something happened. I get it. But evidently the guy does – he's got problems. Okay? He's got some issues. So we'll see about that moving forward. Have I ever said before – this is changing gears. Have I ever said how much I like Charles Barkley?
Yes.
Okay. I love Charles Barkley.
So Charles said –
and he said something that I don't necessarily – that I don't agree with.
Okay.
But I still love him for it because he don't care. He does not care.
He says what he feels.
He says what he feels without regards to any political affiliation.
That's right.
Because he's a – I tell you, I wish I could be more like him, but I just lean a lot more conservative, so it's hard. But he – I mean, I think he is the ultimate independent, which we need more of in this country, in my opinion.
That we do.
So lately, he's really come up with some really conservative type comments. Well, he comes out yesterday and he says, the NBA should mandate COVID vaccines.
Oh, wow.
Just comes out and says it should mandate it. If you want to play. And again, that's the way Sir Charles feels. Now, I'll say it here on the radio. I've said it before. I've been vaccinated. It's my choice. My family's been vaccinated. Okay, I'm over 50. I don't know. I just felt like, you know, that's the way I wanted to play this hand. All right? I do not believe that anybody could or should be forced to do anything medical to their body, especially with something as unproven. But, again, I respect it when Sir Charles comes out and just throws it out there. Jack Nicklaus was a lot like that. Of course, not as boisterous, not as, right. You know, but, yeah. But Jack Nicklaus, a lot of times, you know, he made some statements over his career that he got hammered over it.
Yeah, he was more subtle, though, in his comments.
But Jack was always one, when you asked him a question, he wasn't going to no comment you. He was going to flat out come out and tell you. Well, Charles has a bigger, of course, he's on TV all the time, so. But
and he's got a great golf swing.
Oh, my God.
Much like Jack.
Oh, my God. How awful.
Anyway.
So we're going to come back. We're going to talk a little more about the business of football and the business of pro sports, because there's a couple of things going on right now that shows you that it's a business, which, of course, we all know, but just the business side of it. But again, just the pressure, man. I quit. I can't handle the pressure.
I don't understand that at all.
Yep. And again, you know what I do? You know what I do understand? I do understand an individual just falling apart. It happens. I don't get everybody saying how courageous it is. That's what blows me away. That's what blows me away.
You think you'd want to fight through it.
Yeah, calling quitting courageous.
Yeah. I remember an old coach saying that he'd practice his team so hard during the spring that, you know, whoever quit, because he didn't want to quit them to quit on the field in the fall.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I'd rather them quit in the spring than quit on the team during a game in the fall. So if they want to quit, quit. I don't, only had three kids quit today. I didn't practice them hard enough.
All right, we'll be back. We're gonna talk some more NFL football, some Major League Baseball. Right back right here, 107.5 FM.
We at Hike Menville Grubbs and Dalbor are happy to sponsor Coach Brent Indes and the Bayou Sports Show. We have recently changed our name from Hike Menville and Grubbs by adding J.P. Dalbor's name to our marquee. For all your legal needs, choose your hometown law firm, Hike Menville Grubbs and Dalbor. See us at 1017 East Dale Street or call 365-5486.
Hey guys, if you're looking for the top golf experience in Iberia Parish, you need to look no further than Cane Row Golf and Turf Club. Low or high handicappers will enjoy the beautiful greens, the recently refurbished sand traps, and incredibly plush fairways. And by the way, you don't have to be a golfer to enjoy Cane Row. The brand new clubhouse sports some of the best burgers, pizza, wings, and many other choices, along with absolutely the best, most potent margaritas that you've ever tried. So whether it's golf, food, or just some fun, come to Cane Row and enjoy.
Is it time for a new roof or to repair the old one? Hi, this is Jake Blanchard with LA Classic Roofing. We're a third-generation roofing contractor that has been in the business for over 70 years. As a locally owned and operated company, we're also licensed and insured for your peace of mind. We offer free estimates and a $100 referral fee for full roof replacement. Check us out on Facebook at LA Classic Roofing. And the number to call is 465-3888. LA Classic Roofing, professional roofing solutions since the 1950s.
Looking for a dentist in the Bayou area? Look no further than Babineau Family Dental. Dr. Todd Babineau has been in practice for 33 years and is a proud CHS grad of 77. Babineau Family Dental always accepts new patients and accepts every major insurance policy. Dr. Todd provides multitudes of services from colored tooth fillings all the way to sleep apnea appliances. Best of the test winners three times. Babineau Family Dental located at 621 Rue Dionetta behind North Lewis. Call them at 367-3739. Visit their website at drtoddbabineau.com. Or visit them on Facebook at Babineau Family Dental.
The dog days of summer are here, and you'll need an experienced local HVAC contractor to keep you comfortable. Call Harris Heating and Cooling. They service all brands, honor all warranties, and proudly sell Trane equipment. Andrew Harris has 22 years' experience and works 7 days a week to keep you comfortable. If you're considering replacing your system or just aren't happy with its performance, call today at 376-6221 or visit harrisheatcool.com.
Make the easy drive to Arsenal Ford.
The blowout sale continues with 0% interest on all Explorers, Expeditions, and F-150s.
We make it easy at Arsenal Ford.
If you're suffering from a sports-related injury, choose Iberia Sports and Rehabilitation. Our highly trained and licensed team will work with your physician to provide a customized treatment plan to help you recover as soon as possible. Iberia Sports and Rehab is proud to partner with our local middle and high schools to keep their athletes healthy and in the game. To get better, go to Iberia Sports and Rehab in New Iberia. Visit isrehab.com.
Additive Solutions LLC is protecting frontline workers in the fight against COVID-19. Additive Solutions supplies custom safety shields, air purification, and steam sanitation. Our custom glass installs quickly and is extremely easy to clean, and our industrial purifiers restore your space with the freshest air possible. We will steam sanitize and hand clean all high traffic areas in your facility. Please visit Additive Solutions LLC or call Jace Dugai at 337-577-4858.
United Fire and Safety is a locally owned oil field service company with over 20 years of experience in offshore safety, construction, and cleaning. UFS employs reliable, well-trained personnel. They're currently in need of qualified welders, fitters, superintendents, blasters, painters, and fire watch personnel. They offer competitive pay and benefits, including health insurance. For more information, call 337-376-6814. United Fire and Safety, taking pride in servicing the Gulf of Mexico.
Now back to Bayou Sports with Coach Brent Indest on the all-new Kane 107.5.
Looking at some sports history today, and just something, there wasn't really much that came up, but it was, you remember the old college all-star game?
I do.
Where they would play the professional team?
I think that ended in 76, because I remember coming back from Montreal, and it was a big thunderstorm and rainstorm in Chicago.
And they would play at this time of year.
That's right. That's right. And the College All-Stars had some very little success, but I remember they beaten the Packers 1 year back in the mid-60s years.
Would it be the former Super Bowl champ that they would play?
They'd play the NFL champ.
Okay.
Back then when you had the AFL and the NFL, but it was basically played in Chicago.
Yeah, but I mean, after 1966, you did have a Super Bowl champion.
Yeah, true. I remember – the last game they played, it was just a big, huge rainstorm, and I think the game was called during the middle of the game, and I don't think they ever played it again.
Yeah. That definitely wouldn't fly these days. It's so hard to have a meaningless game with these guys. They're making so much money now. Those guys back then, anytime they could get an extra paycheck, they were all about it.
Yeah, and then the All-Stars, a lot of them were pulling out and didn't want to play and things like that.
Well, that's happened at the high school level.
Yeah, that's
right. It's very difficult to have a high school All-Star game now.
And when they did, when it was going strong in the 50s, 60s, and 70s, it was a nice game to watch, too.
Yeah.
You know, it was in the heat of the summer in Tiger Stadium. I went to a few of them.
Yeah. So, talking about the business of professional sports, and I kind of teased this earlier with, when a person signs a contract, you should fulfill the contract. I mean, that's the way most people would think. But how about this? Xavien Howard with the Dolphins, considered one of the best cornerbacks in the NFL. I believe led the NFL last year in interceptions. And 2016, I think he's a first rounder. Well, in 2019, he signs a deal for a lot of money.
All right.
They pay him well. Well, they come back in 20 and pay the other corner more than him.
Ooh. Hello.
Now Howard's ticked off.
Yeah, I could understand that.
I do. I get it. As much as I'm a guy that, hey, fulfill your contract, I think that is bad business by the ownership, by the general manager.
You wonder if they think about that.
They got to. If they don't, shame on them. I mean, okay, so if we're talking business, if you're sitting there working for John Smith Incorporated, and you are their top shot salesman. You're bringing in business left and right. And a guy, and let's say your sales last year were $3.6 million. And Slappy McGillicuddy over here, he signs a contract for more than you, and he brought in $1.6 million in sales last year.
Oh, yeah.
That's going to make you want to leave. That's going to make you look for another job.
Sometimes you wonder maybe if they do that to push the other guy out the door.
I don't think they're looking to push this guy out.
Well, I understand, but a lot of times.
No, I'm with you. I get that. I get the underhandedness, you know, maybe the under table stuff. I don't know. But I just think that is poor management by giving the second best corner on your team more money than the best corner. It's just stupid.
It's strange.
Or at least before you do it, you go explain to the guy, okay, look, this is what's going on right here. The price of cornerbacks is just shot out.
Yeah, it's escalated.
Yeah, you know, there's inflation relative to cornerbacks. Something. You got to do damage control there.
That's right.
So as much as they put it on ESPN this morning. They said he wants out because he feels like that he outplayed. He's playing better than his contract. Well, they didn't explain. I read further into it that the other guy's making more than him.
Yeah. It's,
if the other guy's not making more than him, this guy's shutting up and playing football.
So less is more?
I don't know.
That's happened a lot with our products, too, on the shelves in the grocery stores.
Yeah, absolutely.
Too. Less is, and they charge you more. They're putting less in those boxes.
Absolutely.
Whether it be cereal, this or that, or sheets, or toilet paper, and watch.
On the same lines, I'm going to jump over to baseball. But I'm watching, and look, it's hard to feel sorry for a guy making a gazillion dollars a year.
Hey, minimum wage in Major League Baseball is $550,000 a year.
Well,
of course, that's doing.
I guarantee you, Kendall Graveman's not making minimum wage. He's in the millions.
That's right.
So, if you haven't followed this, the Mariners are about to play the Astros. Now, do we know where the Mariners are in the pennant race?
They're. I don't even know if they're 500 right now. I'm gonna tell you.
Look that up while I. Yeah, I don't think they are. So, definitely, if you're looking to get on a better team, the Astros, you know, one of the best teams in baseball right now. 60-plus wins already. They're doing very well. So you got a 2-for-2 trade that literally happens while the teams are warming up, where two of the Mariners are sent to the Stros and two of the Stros are sent to the Mariners.
Yeah, the Mariners are 55-47, Astros 62-40.
Okay,
Mariners
so the Mariners
are seven games behind.
The Mariners are doing pretty well.
Yeah, they're above 500. Yeah. I didn't think they were, but they are.
They're in a race. Well, Kendall Graveman's being interviewed, and the guy's in tears. When you think about it, these guys have families. All right? He's living up there in Seattle. All right? Now he's got to move to Houston. He's got kids in school. All these things going on. Now, again, do we really need to be sorry for, you know, these guys making all that money? But still, it's – and he's like, you know, what's on your mind right now? And all he wanted to talk about was the love of his teammates. Is how I love these guys, and he just kept saying that over and over. The guy's in tears. I just thought it was a very human moment for this guy that just literally, you know, just boom, you're traded. You're out of here.
Yeah, I can remember something with that because being a big Cardinal fan, when Keith Hernandez was sent from the Cardinals to the Mets, he thought he'd die a Cardinal, man. He was all in tears. Didn't want to leave the organization.
And then he got traded to Seinfeld.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
You're not a Seinfeld fan. You won't get that. But
yeah, Hernandez, you're right. And, of course, he had other issues, too, playing.
One of the greatest problems. Seinfeld episodes ever, and this is related to sports. It's when Newman and Kramer went to the game and where Hernandez allegedly spit.
Right.
Spit on him. But no, and it was the whole reference to JFK and how there was a second spitter, not from the grassy knoll, but from the bushes. If you've never seen that Seinfeld episode, it's classic. One of my top 10, no doubt. Couple other things before we talk Cajuns in the last segment. Ohtani hits his 36th, so he's keeping pace. I would love, come September, to be talking about this guy chasing 60 home runs. That would be fun.
It would be.
That would be fun.
And the Angels are at 500, so they're 11 back of Houston, so yeah. They got some work to do.
Oh, yeah, I think they lost 12-3. But he knocks his 36th out, which that's just awesome.
Yes.
Last thing we'll talk about before the break, Bob Stoops comes out and praises the move by Oklahoma, former iconic. Bob Stoops, who is a Steve Spurrier disciple, outspoken guy. Stoops always seemed to have trouble winning. Always would lose a game he never should have lost.
A tough one, yeah.
Yeah. You know, would lose to a Kansas State, just lose. Always seemed to be right there for the national championship. And then when he was, didn't win the big one. I think we've got somebody on the line.
We do.
You're on the air with Coach Indes and Bayou Sports.
Yeah, Coach and Tony, when does Morgan compete? And will we know the results by the time of your show tomorrow morning?
Morgan does not compete until August the 2nd.
Which is a Monday.
Yes.
Oh, and I thought they had a preliminary round.
And that is the preliminary.
And it's five. I got my alarm set for 5:20, so Monday morning. So.
And actually, if you want to watch it, it will be aired at Quarter Tavern at 5 a.m.
Orange juice and scrambled eggs.
I was about to say, maybe get, you know, I'm thinking mimosas. I'm thinking Bloody Marys. There we go. So,
Well, is there, like, two different groups? Is there a different preliminary round tomorrow?
Maybe the men's?
The men might start a little bit earlier, too. And I don't know how many young women or women are competing in the ladies' pole vault. But it's 5:20 Monday morning, August 2nd. That's our time, not Tokyo time.
Okay, thank you.
You got it.
Uh-huh.
So going back to Stoops. He praises the move. Oklahoma State's president says that Oklahoma's move following Texas is a detriment to the state of Oklahoma.
They got three Division I teams. That's it.
It's a detriment to the state. Look, people are scrambling right now, man. Yeah. It is self-preservation.
Pretty much.
Stoops comes out and takes a jab right back at him, and he's saying, you know, if we'd have tried to make this a package deal, the SEC, there's no way they'd take Oklahoma State, which he's right.
Yeah, in Stillwater, yeah.
Well, first of all, you got to come in with a pair. And the only way the SEC is going to take teams right now, they've got to be big-timers.
Yeah. And I'm not so sure they're finished.
Expanding?
Yes.
Well, you know, everybody's coveting Notre Dame right now. Big Ten's begging Notre Dame. ACC's begging Notre Dame. You got West Virginia that's sitting out like a sore thumb. In the Big 12, they're just dying to get into the ACC. No, the Big 12 is going to fall apart.
Yeah, I don't see it standing. You're right. Bowlesby's not getting the job done.
Yeah, it's going to fall apart. So
that's the commissioner.
Yes. And going to be interesting.
Yeah, there's still going to be a lot of shaking. I really believe that. I don't think the SEC's through, to be quite honest with you. I think before all said and done, I think the SEC might be 30 teams. You know, and they're going to have their own championship, their own rules.
Well, the only thing about that is just how do you determine a champion?
Well, I don't think they're going
to me,
stop.
The max you can go is 18 teams. And then you got 9-9. And that which means you don't play yourself because that gives you eight. Minimum of eight conference games. True. Just inside your, you know. So right now they're looking at 16, which means you play seven. You have to play your seven people, possibly one or two more from the other side.
Yeah, but 50 years ago, who thought they'd be playing 14 and 15 games a year?
No, I'm with you. No. I guess it's kind of like a steel cage match. The rules are there are no rules.
That's pretty accurate.
All right, we're going to come back. We're going to talk Cajuns D-line. Which is definitely a strength. Cajuns have strengths all over, but the D-line is definitely a strength for them. coming up for the 2021 season. We'll talk about that when we get back right here at 107.5 FM.
Looking for a dentist in the Bayou area? Look no further than Babineau Family Dental. Dr. Todd Babineau has been in practice for 33 years and is a proud CHS grad of 77. Babineau Family Dental always accepts new patients and accepts every major insurance policy. Dr. Todd provides multitudes of services from colored tooth fillings all the way to sleep apnea appliances. Best of the test winners three times. Babineau Family Dental located at 621 Rue Dionetta behind North Lewis. Call them at 367-3739. Visit their website at drtoddbabineau.com. Or visit them on Facebook at Babineau Family Dental.
Do you have a logo? Do you have a brand? That is where Action Specialties comes in. If you want to get your brand out there, you need to call Action Specialties. Leaders in the promotional and advertising industry, they can help you get your logo seen everywhere you need it, from signs, decals, t-shirts, uniforms, and more. They can do that. Action Specialties has been proudly assisting their customers for 27 years with first-class customer service and a dedicated sales team to help you find what you need and what you didn't even know was out there. Action Specialties, we can do that.
Is it time for a new roof or to repair the old one? Hi, this is Jake Blanchard with LA Classic Roofing. We're a third-generation roofing contractor that has been in the business for over 70 years. As a locally owned and operated company, we're also licensed and insured for your peace of mind. We offer free estimates and a $100 referral fee for full roof replacement. Check us out on Facebook at LA Classic Roofing. And the number to call is 465-3888. LA Classic Roofing, professional roofing solutions since the 1950s.
Make the easy drive to Arsenault Ford.
The blowout sale continues with 0% interest on all Explorers, Expeditions, and F-150s.
We make it easy at Arsenault Ford.
Nowadays, none of us can be without adequate insurance coverage, but we still want to be sure we're getting the best value for the money. That's why so many people call the Schwing Insurance Agency to get a quote. The Schwing family has been handling the insurance needs of businesses and homeowners for almost 80 years. You can depend on Schwing Insurance to find the coverage you need at the best price. So before you buy a new policy or renew an existing one, call the Schwing Insurance Agency for a quote at 365-2357. Schwing Insurance, 300 East Main, across from the Shadows.
We at Hike Menville Grubbs and Dalbor are happy to sponsor Coach Brent Indes and the Bayou Sports Show. We have recently changed our name from Hike Menville and Grubbs by adding J.P. Dalbor's name to our marquee. For all your legal needs, choose your hometown law firm, Hike Menville Grubbs and Dalbor. See us at 1017 East Dale Street or call 365-5486.
Hi, this is Gabe Sanner, co-owner of Mako Restoration, the water and mold damage professionals. If you have water, mold, or fire damage to your home or business, don't hesitate to call us. Do you need help with your insurance claim? Our team can assist you with every step of the process. We offer 24/7 on-call service to our customers, and we treat each customer just like family. For more information, call us at 337-210-1211 or visit us online at makorestoration.com. That's makorestoration.com.
Hey guys, if you're looking for the top golf experience in Iberia Parish, you need to look no further than Cane Row Golf and Turf Club. Low or high handicappers will enjoy the beautiful greens, the recently refurbished sand traps, and incredibly plush fairways. And by the way, you don't have to be a golfer to enjoy Cane Row. The brand new clubhouse sports some of the best burgers, pizza, wings, and many other choices, along with absolutely the best, most potent margaritas that you've ever tried. So whether it's golf, food, or just some fun, come to Cane Row and enjoy.
The Corner Tavern is the premier spot for live music. Join us Thursday for Southern Jack DJs. Friday, it's Dustin Ray. Saturday, it's Gino Delafosse and French Rock and Boogie. And on Sunday, the 5th edition. Remember, never a cover at the QT. 19 TVs has you covered for sports, and no bar has more outdoor seating. Corner Tavern, 910 East Main, across from McDonald's. The best drink prices in DeBary. New Iberia's happiest hours are now Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday from 5 to 8. And on Thursday, 3 to 6. Most drinks half price during happy hour.
Now back to Bayou Sports with Coach Brent Indes. Phone lines are open to talk sports at 367-1240.
It's closer and closer. We're getting near August, and we know what August means. August is football time.
Pretty much.
Really, it's September, but August is when everything starts flying. And, of course, here in South Louisiana, all over the South, all over the country for that matter.
Well, when the pros start really cranking it up to people of football, the football whittles just die.
Yeah, that Hall of Fame game normally happens, what, about second week of August?
Yeah, somewhere in there. And you got to remember, this year there are 17 regular season games. They're down to three exhibition game. So it'll be different.
And I'd rather them called exhibition than preseason because, man, they truly are exhibition. It's all the preseason is about figuring out who you need to cut and who you need to keep.
Yeah, that's right. And you want to see some of these kids in under pressure situations.
Don't bring that up. Raging Cajuns, D-line. Starting with it, of course, we went over the Saints last week and the week before. Strengths and weaknesses. Well, the Cajuns just about return every starter other than the running back position. And so each group is a little better than the year before, at least should be, because you've got guys that are a year older, a year wiser, guys that are still growing in college, getting bigger. The Cajuns play a three-man front. They are a 3-4 team, so you've got three guys up front, but a fourth that plays a lot as well. Actually, D-line, typically, the way D-line has evolved in college football, even more so than the NFL, you're just seeing them play as many as 6-7 guys, sometimes even more. Just rolling in fresh bodies in there, especially these days when it's so often you're rushing the quarterback and those guys are expending a lot of energy. But coming back for the Cajuns, defensive end Andre Jones out of Varnado, he'll be considered a junior this year. And, again, that is so hard to figure who's what with between redshirt years, COVID-free years.
And then how many kids you're allowed to carry in the roster? 85.
Well, 85
is kind of off the roof, you know.
So, yeah.
But they're only allowing you 25 each year. But they allow you to carry more than 85 to a certain degree.
Yeah. So, Jones, fifth in the team total tackles. Remember something. Defensive linemen are not – or should be – your linebacker should be your leading tackler. Sometimes – some people say, oh, if your safety is your leading tackler, then your front seven's not doing their job. That's not always the case because – you do have a lot of defenses. You spill everything to the safeties. So your safeties and your linebackers should be your leading tackles.
But they throw the ball 40. The opponents have thrown it 40 times a game, too.
Yeah. And then those guys are making tackles out there in the secondary.
That's correct.
Your D linemen are typically they make the least tackles. I always use the term for D linemen, it's more important for a D lineman to cause a play than to make a play. The second you see a running back running at the line of scrimmage, and all of a sudden he has to turn his body sideways and run to the sideline, and he ends up getting tackled by that safety or that linebacker. That is a defensive lineman slash linebacker spilling. We call it spilling the play to the outside. You are causing a play. You didn't make the play, but you made that guy turn sideways and spill it to the outside, which is what you want to do in defensive football. You don't want anybody to crease you. You'd never want a running back to hit the line of scrimmage with square shoulders with a crease. That's when you're in trouble. So these guys, hopefully they'll be doing a lot of spilling as well as tackling. Andre Jones, fifth in total tackles, 43, 3.5 for loss, 2 sacks, started in all 11 games out of Varnado. Probably coached by a buddy of mine that's at Independence now, but couple of years ago was at Varnado, so I'm assuming he did coach this young man. Nose tackle, Taylen Humphrey. This is a senior, so this is the last year. This is a big old boy from Houston. 6'4", 353. Is projected as a late round possible draft guy. Seventh round to free agent type guy. Humphrey was honorable mention all conference last year with 32 tackles. Considered a big run stopper, not a great pass rusher. That big plugger type guy right there in the middle. Zion Hill. I saw Zion last weekend. He was at the Live Like Liam event because that's the kind of guy Zion is. 6'1", 283. He told me last week he weighs 273. He really has redistributed the weight on his body. Probably has a smaller waist than I do right now. He just looks great. Wish to goodness he was 2 inches taller because then he would be a surefire top three round NFL draft pick. Zion's issue is he's got the skill set of a defensive end, but you want your defensive ends to be quote unquote long guys.
Yeah, and he doesn't have that.
He doesn't have that length.
Phil Streva characteristic.
No. He's and your prototypical inside guys in the NFL are more like Taylen Humphrey, the 350 guys.
Yeah.
They can run. They can move.
Look at Donald. How he's what, 6 foot, maybe 290.
Yes.
All pro. Yes. All everything.
Yes. Now, Zion Hill is more along the lines of an Aaron Donald. Uses his hands unbelievably well. Understands leverage. So wishing Zion all the best. He's a junior, so he's got two more years. Mason Narcisse will probably be the fourth guy. Mason, I actually coached against Mason in my last game as a high school football coach.
He's the one that blocked the extra point?
I think it was the other guy.
Okay.
I think it was the offensive lineman that also played some D-line that's playing in college now.
Okay.
But Mason, one of Frank Monica's great players at St. Charles last year, had 17 tackles and three hurries as a true freshman coming right out of St. Charles Catholic. And I expect to see him a lot on the field. We'll move on to linebackers tomorrow. Cajuns are loaded. They're loaded. Now, Coastal, you got to look at it. Coastal and Appalachian State, just like most teams, I this is something that just popped into my head.
All right.
I really see the group of five gaining heavily on the Power Five this year. Now, okay, Coach, why is that? Everybody goes by the same rule. Tell me if you follow my logic here, Turbo.
All right.
Everybody's going by the same rule that, yeah, everybody's got a free year.
You're correct.
But more of these Power Five schools are sending guys to the NFL.
That's correct, too.
These guys aren't choosing to stay.
That's right. They want to show me the money.
Exactly. Okay. So, with that being said, you might see the gap close this year a little bit.
Well, I look at it this way. A 22, 23-year-old competing against an 18 and 19-year-old?
Yeah.
There is a difference.
Yeah. So, with all these guys coming, again, the only position the Cajuns really lost anybody was running back. They lost two great running backs.
Two good players. You're right.
Mitchell and Regis. Mitchell, of course, right there from ERAF.
Regis from Holy Cross, if my memory serves me
right.
Yeah.
So, but then again, replacing with Chris Smith, who is being already named on some preseason lists.
Not as physical, but much faster.
Correct.
And quicker.
Correct. Correct. Absolutely. And then, signed a couple of really good ones.
Yes.
That's going to have an opportunity to play.
Kid from De La Salle.
Yes. Cage is doing such a great job of recruiting.
And I'm trying to remember where the other one's from. It's the area.
Yeah. Now, so tomorrow we'll talk more Olympics. We'll talk more what's going on. NIL, we'll talk college, all these different things. But Friday, we're going to have an extra special day Friday. So, Chad Arsenault will be here on Friday. And for the entire 45 minutes, because it is a shortened show, we start at 7:45 after the hunting fishing show.
Yeah, he's going to be breaking our bones.
So Chad's going to come in, but we're going to get a gentleman on the phone that I don't have his name right now, but is basically the sports nutrition specialist that is affiliated with Iberia Sports and Rehab.
Oh, okay. All right.
Which now they are offering to all of the schools that they are affiliated with, which all the ones in Iberia Parish, which is wonderful for our kids. So we were initially just going to talk about hydration, but we're going to also talk about sports nutrition and everything that's being offered to our athletes in Iberia Parish, which I think is really cool.
Of course, the schools don't have training tables per se with regards to their meal tickets or anything like that currently, huh?
It's coming.
Okay.
It was something that if I'd have stayed one more year at Catholic High, that was in the plans.
Okay.
At least for breakfast.
Oh, okay.
To come in the morning and have an opportunity for some protein, some peanut butter, different things like that. The main thing is 95%, I'm going to throw that number out there, give or take, they need to put on weight.
Sure.
Okay. You have very few kids. You always do have a couple of kids, and they need to drop weight.
Yeah.
But 95%, you want them to put on weight because they will lose weight during the season. And you want them to maximize their weight as much as possible and try to keep it going during the Okay, you're on the air with Coach Indes.
Hey, Coach, this is Boxcar Man. I just wanted to mention you had talked about the UL recruiting, you know, and I know Coach Napier gets a lot of the credit and deservedly so, but a guy who really LSU should have never let get away in the first place, Jabbar Jalouse, I think, is largely responsible for that, for those recruiting efforts, especially in the New Orleans area.
No, absolutely. You know, I'm going to be really careful what I say about that because I know Jabbar. Okay. And, you know, some guys can just really recruit well.
Yeah. He's a St. Aug graduate.
Yeah.
And played at Nebraska, I want to say. No.
Yeah.
I can't remember.
Coached at Carr.
Yes.
Yeah, but no doubt. Now what they've got now, you've got Mickey Joseph that that can go into New Orleans, and you know it comes down to Boxcar is the bang for your buck you're getting in coaching relative to recruiting. And sometimes if you go too far in the recruiting end and you're not getting any coaching out, you know, it's that fine line that you've got to hit when it comes to that. And I do know the landscape of college coaching has changed. You can be a pretty average coach and end up and get a college job these days if you can go in the inner city and recruit. I know a guy that I used to work with at Manning Camp that the most recently was at Florida State, and I can more freely talk about that guy because, you know, we're not going to mention his name. But when I say this guy couldn't get the head coaching job at any school in Iberia Parish, but he's a New Orleans guy that can go into New Orleans and recruit. So yeah, there is. There's no doubt that you got certain guys that can go into New Orleans and recruit.
And that to me that's a huge difference from past, you know, years where the Cajuns, when it seemed like they relied so heavily on Texas to recruit in, you know, you know, especially under Huspeth, and that's fine. But you know, by the time you're getting a kid out of Texas to come to UL, he's already been passed over by how many schools in Texas? You know, and not to mention, you know,
no doubt. Napier has blown it out of the water relative to what not only Huspeth did, but Bustle, as going hard. Well, what Napier's done, he's established dominance. That hey. We're, you know, yeah, we might not get that LSU guy, but we're going to get everybody else, okay?
Right.
Whereas I think sometimes that those other guys were like, you know, we're better off going to these huge states with this plethora of players.
Yeah, yeah, I agree. Much wanted to, I just think he has a great staff of assistants as well, you know, and exciting time. And
no doubt.
I just hope we can, you know, get some fans in the stands. I'd love to, you know, after all this conference realignment happens and whatnot, I'd love to see an opportunity for them to move up. But I was discussing that with somebody, and they said they think just the seating capacity at Cajun Field is what's going to hold them back from moving to a bigger conference.
So, oh, there's no doubt. No, a Power Five conference. You're gonna have to have 75-80 grand capacity in the stands for them to even look at you. That's what I think, especially moving forward. Totally agree. Thanks for the call, Boxcar.
All right, man. You have a good day.
Okay, man. All right, so we got Lee K coming up with the Breakfast Club right after this. So stay tuned. I want to thank our wonderful sponsors, Mako Restoration, Babineau Family Dental, Harris Heating and Cooling, Action Specialties, LA Classic Roofing, Schwing Insurance, Cane Row Golf and Turf Club, Hike Menville Grubbs and Dalbor, Iberia Sports and Rehab, Arsenal Ford, The Quarter Tavern, United Fire and Safety, KK's Cafe, and Gator Outdoors. We will see you tomorrow.
You're listening to KANE 1240 AM and K298 CQ 107.5 FM, New Iberia.
The voice of the Tash.